Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Well, listen, we have a really fun show today. We have a full studio. You're in, you know, we have a guest, and Eco Ed's with us, but just to start introducing ourselves, I'm Green Diva Meg.
And I'm Green Diva Mizar.
And I'm Green Dude Eco Ed.
Yeah, and we have...
Hi, I'm Cherie Corso, a beauty expert and Reiki master.
All right, and Cherie's going to be our featured interview a little later in the show, but she's going to sit in and chime in when possible. So if you hear mics moving around, we have to share three mics. But we manage, don't we?
Yeah, but we'll need to put that on our to-do list.
get one more mic.
Because it's happened more than once, and
Because we're so popular.
I knew.
We have so much fun.
Yes, we
Everybody
do.
Wants to be in the studio, and we're going to have Mariel Hemingway, hopefully, in April. So we have to get our poo together.
We love Mariel.
Well, how can you not love
how
that
can
woman?
How can you not love that woman?
I wrote a piece this week for Elephant Journal. About our gig with Mariel, and I wrote some different things, and I said, you know, at 50, I think I have my first girl crush.
Oh, my Lord. My daughter calls those lesbian crushes.
No!
She does. She had one on her professor at Rutgers the other day, her last semester. She said, Mom, I said, yes, sounds serious. She said, yeah, I think I have a lesbian crush on my professor.
Really?
And I said, okay, go for it. She's... Truly, been with Tyler for 2 years almost, but she said, it's a lesbian crush.
Now,
you say it like it's a bad thing.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm
getting a little excited over you.
No, I want to be clear. It's not a lesbian crush. It's just not the way I roll.
No, but it's not the way my daughter rolls either.
But
that's
what she called her. I just love this woman, and you know, she's just really so cool.
Meg, what are you doing later?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Well, now, Mizar, you're taken, man.
I am, but
let's talk about that.
Oh, well,
let's talk about that.
Big congratulations in order here.
Thank you so much.
And for those who don't know, Mizar snuck off and got married yesterday.
I did. Antonio and I, my sister calls me. She goes, is Mrs. Cernuto there? I said, there's no such thing. Because I don't take a last name. I mean, I've had mine for 54 years. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm going to stick with Mizar Tourdieu. But we snuck off and we didn't tell a soul. And we went to a place in New Jersey called Lake Mohawk, which is in Sparta. And
beautiful.
We were on the water.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was just great.
And
it was
the pictures.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
And you looked the beautiful blushing bride, I might add.
Oh, I was so happy.
We will post a couple of pictures.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys look so happy and gorgeous.
Well, you know what? I cried. And I had no idea I was going to do that.
I did that at my last wedding.
Did you? last should be the operative word, my dear. But I just cried. My mother's standing next to me. She's like, what's up with the waterworks? I mean, she's wiping my cheek. And my daughter goes, you better go fix your makeup for the pictures. I was like, whoa. I was shocked. But aww. It was, it felt really right. And it was good. And I loved my dress.
Well, I know that you had a thing for that date.
I did.
And I am so happy that it happened. But I was wondering, like, what the heck is going on with Mizar? Because you were just, like, off the trail.
No,
and I thought,
off the radar completely.
And I'm glad to know you got married because I was getting kind of crabby. I was like, she's just not, like, she's not responding. Where is she?
I know.
For like a week?
The thing is, you know, I'm like, beyond.
I know.
Cross all my T's
and D's.
And I just could. If I told one person, I had to tell everybody. And then the big party is coming later because Antonio's mom is in Italy and his kids are in Toronto. So when we're all together, I'll have another excuse to wear the dress.
Yes.
Not that I ever need one because I could go home and put it on again. I love it so much.
Princess.
Yes.
Princess bride.
Exactly right. And then we'll have the party then.
Okay.
And yeah, so it was 7 years. As you mentioned to the day, it was 3/13/13. And it was 7 years to the day that Antonio and I met. So... La 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 la.
I know.
Lucky, well, in Italy, it's a very lucky number.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very lucky number, so it's all good.
It's very look. She's been like ridiculous, like she's a schoolgirl, blushing bride.
She's giddy. She's giddy.
Oh
she's
my god!
And then she came in like as if she hasn't gotten enough of her man in the last couple of days. She comes into the studio, you know, talking in Italian. The two of them. She's all giggly, talking, speaking Italian.
Stupid.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
little stupid.
She must be on the phone with Antonio again.
Like,
they're so cute.
I know. He calls me. He woke up this morning. And goes. Hello, wifey in Italian. It was so weird.
Hello, wifey in Italian?
Buongiorno, moglietta mia.
Moglietta?
Moglie is wife.
Okay. Moglie?
And moglietta.
Moglietta.
Mia. Right. Then he called me Mrs. Cernuto. I said, your mom's not here. So I
Sorry, no mama.
Yeah. So I'm just tickled. My children were there. My mom was there. Sort of sad that my dad... we lost him in October. I think I really wanted him to be there, but I know he was there.
He was, of course.
Yeah.
Well, we will just continue celebrating. And we have a big show today.
Yes.
Aside from our wonderful guest and featured celebrity guest, Cherie Corso, we have GD correspondent, Kimberly Phipps Nickel calling in from Texas. I have to get used to that because she was in Nevada for so long that I keep saying Nevada.
Yeah.
But she moved and she's just, you know, taken Texas by sustainable storm.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
She's painting the state green, if you will. That's good.
She
was a lot of fun
and
to talk to last
time.
She's
not in Austin, so it's really good because, you know, Austin's already got that sort of hip green thing going
on.
It's
very bohemian.
But they
need
outer parts of the state to catch up.
Right.
So she's doing that for us.
Okay.
And then Eco Ed, you're going to talk about green vacations because a lot of us are planning vacations now, right, for the summer.
Well, I could go on a honeymoon.
Honeymoons too. Yeah.
And
hey,
break.
I still haven't had a honeymoon.
Ooh,
yeah.
And you know what? Actually, me and Mrs. Eco Ed haven't either.
See?
So,
and you've been married since 2009.
No.
All right, you're really in trouble.
Ed.
She left it up to me to make the plans.
Well, that's a problem right there. Yeah. And you've been married a year, Megan.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so I'm
over
saying
here,
a big six people honeymoon, separate rooms, however.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking maybe an eco resort somewhere.
Bob, Carol, Ted, Alice. What was that? Remember that?
Bob and I don't know.
It was a funny movie, right? A funny
Alice
movie
was
from the
70s?
Yeah, there was a Bob, Carol, Ted,
Bob
and Alice.
Bob and Alice, Ted and Alice. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I think we can work that out.
I got it.
We talked about that.
Bob and Carol, Ted and Alice.
Thank you. That's
there
the one.
There you go. That was it.
You know, we're having fun. It was the swinging 70s, I think. And then, Mizar, you're going to talk about what we were going to talk about last week, and you got ripped off, and the whole show got ripped off.
Well, that's okay.
But you prepared a lengthy post and a lot of research on a million and one ways to upcycle newspaper.
Well, I had to stop myself. I did, because I kept looking and researching and surfing the internet, and Megan, it's just there's a plethora of stuff. So I chose a bunch that I liked. And
when you showed me the coaster you made,
I did,
and I can't wait to see the post, which I know we're going to post today.
Yeah, it's there. It just needs to be needs your once over, and you know, it's just that was just the one thing, but there are so many other things, and we'll talk about that.
So we're going to have a whole DIY segment with Green Diva Mizar, which are always good.
Well, thank
and
you.
Inspiring.
I hope so.
Yeah, I want to go play.
Okay.
When
we build our workshop.
I know, right? We need a studio. Well, I have enough room. You'd think we could figure this out.
Yeah.
In this big old house. And didn't you bring some fun equipment to look in the inside of my old walls here?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I brought my infrared camera today. And before the show, me and Mizar were sneaking a peek at inside your walls.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, are there any dead squirrels or anything? I'm like, no. The bad news is there's nothing.
Nothing.
Just a lot of cold air.
Nothing.
Right?
It was like a purple haze.
Yeah.
See, that works out well, Megan.
That was like my party.
Your favorite color is purple, and everything was glowing purple.
Really?
Which is, well,
that's
not
dead air?
On the color chart, that's what means cold. This was moving through between your studs.
That's not good.
Between your studs. There's a joke in there, but I'm not going to touch it.
And there's cold air between the studs. Unfortunately, I can only hope my husband doesn't say that.
There's no cold air there.
No cold air there.
Okay, good. Moving on.
Moving on. What else? What else is going on?
What
did
else?
You know? Is today National Pie Day?
It is. It is. And I was going to bring a pie, but I know we're all trying to lose some weight.
Desperately here.
Right. So I did not bring a pie, but it's really pie as in Life of Pie Day.
Right, right. 3.14 kind
correct,
of pie.
Correct, correct. Which reminds me of my mother. I said, Mom, I'm getting Netflix. And she says to me, oh, he's a very good. We can watch The Life of Pie. Mom, it's not pee, it's pie.
That is funny.
Well, Mom, I love to poke fun at her, too, all the time. She, you know, she can't even give me a raspberry because she's incapable of doing that. So
really?
Yeah. All of my broadcasting career, I have done my mother, and it's always good for a laugh.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's like me with my ex-mother-in-law.
And we have a new pope, although that's not environmentally sound.
The pope.
The last pope.
As a Catholic, I am just thrilled. We pop the champagne.
I can't hear you. You have to come right to the center of the mic. Sorry.
As a Catholic, I am thrilled with the new pope. I'm so happy.
Oh, good. I think you're the only Catholic in the room. I don't know about Eric, the camera guy, but so that's good.
Oh,
now we know.
Especially being from Boston, I think this guy's going to clean house.
Schwartz, Ed, you're not Catholic, are you?
No, not exactly. But I thought it was interesting. A few years back, the Pope had held a sermon talking about stewardship of the planet as a moral imperative for all of us.
Good, so. Good.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I love. He's very environmental.
Well, yeah, apparently this guy is really a champion of environmental friendly practices, sustainability, and
the new guy.
Yeah, the new dude.
Yeah.
Francis the First.
Francisco Liprino.
Which I think is interesting because isn't he? He's a Jesuit, but he's chosen a Franciscan, you know, name, Francis.
Well, but you know what though? He's a Jesuit, which means he is a student of theology,
right,
as they all are. And technically, usually priests and don't like the Jesuits because there's a little contention there. But I love the fact that he took the name of St. Francis, who took a vow of poverty and disavowed himself of his family's riches and lived in a hovel.
It doesn't seem quite Vatican-like to me. But I will be curious to see how he kind of
how he adjusts the opulence of the Vatican.
Right, right.
Have you been?
No, and I'd like to. That is on my bucket list. Get to the Vatican.
I'll tell you.
It is extraordinary. It's breathtaking. Everything about it, the buildings, the decoration, the ornamentation, it's just stunning.
Oh, yeah. No, the architecture alone, you know, no matter what.
It is sort of a bit of an oxymoron.
Art,
I mean, there are those criticisms.
No, well, apparently this guy, when he was a cardinal, like, you know, didn't wear shoes.
No, exactly.
Took the bus to work
and
refused to live in the house that they gave him. So
refuse the limousine.
This will be entertaining.
I think it's going to be great.
Good
for him.
But
you know what? It could make me a Catholic.
Really?
Well, no, not really.
Join the club.
No.
But I like the philosophy behind this guy is so nice, the way he chose to live his life in Argentina. And I said the next pope, I said this years ago, next pope is coming from South America.
Did you?
Yeah, well, you know what? This is going to go on, this discussion, and it shouldn't because I don't know how much time we have. But South America has been losing Catholics because there are a lot of evangelical Protestant missionaries have gone over there and they've all become I've had nannies from Brazil and Argentina that have been Presbyterian, and that's like unheard of because these are Latin countries, and I had said this next pope has to come from the Americas if they're going to save the church.
And you're Italian, so you know, you think you'd be rooting for the Italian.
But you were not brought up Catholic.
Okay,
well, my father was Muslim,
right?
He was brought up in Islam, and my mother, Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
And they're very liberal thinkers. And my sister and I, you know, were kind of thrown out to the wolves. Well, you know what? I'm a student of theology.
I like that.
So,
I like that.
I was going to say Judaism, Catholicism, Islam, it's very similar. We all believe in treating people right. We all want a better life.
Yeah, I think the principles really, if you look at the core principles, the overlapping core principles, they are all about. We all want the same things.
Yeah, I just think it's often misinterpreted, and when taken to extremes, that's where we get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? Well, listen. Okay, they all started in the same little place.
I just want to say that world. I was on Twitter. I'm trying to pay attention to Twitter, okay? Like, I'm not very good at it,
right?
But I'm making an effort this week.
Good for you.
So I got my tweet deck up, right? And I'm watching, and suddenly I see Lester Holt, NBC, at Twitter. I don't know why I
follow
Lester.
Love Lester.
Love Lester. So anyway, he says, oh, white smoke. They, you know, that, so I knew that means
Abemos papam.
They've come, right? Yeah, thank you, in Latin or Italian or whatever.
Latin.
And so
no worries, no worries.
Screwing around with tech.
She's tweeting. She's tweeting over there.
No, so I'm paying attention. It was actually really, and I got to be honest, don't care about the Pope. You know, I'm not Catholic, and you know, I think it's nice, but. It was exciting to watch it unfold on Twitter.
Right.
And I kept, like, periodically, I would see, like, a new CNN thing, and then I would click on it, and then I would go back, and then I would see another thing. I thought, oh, this Twitter thing is awesome.
It is. I did that with the elections.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
That was just such good fun. Facebook and Twitter, and I didn't know where to go first, you know?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. I enjoyed that a lot.
So I'm really trying, and for anybody who wants to follow us, we have at ORG. Green Divas at org. Green Divas is the group one for the radio show, and then there's at Green Diva Meg, and then of course there's our Facebook page. While we're doing our shameless plugging, just look up Green Divas Radio Show, and please like us.
And the website.
And the website. While we're at it,
I was just throwing it out there, Megan.
Follow us on all forms of social media.
Yeah,
yeah, right. TheGreenDivas.com. That's THE GreenDivas.com.
Now let me ask you something.
Doesn't that sound like a commercial?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing. We're plugging ourselves. Well, shamelessly plugging ourselves.
Shameless.
Do you think that you see, you're making me feel guilty now. Do you think I need to establish?
I would like you to have one, but, you know, it's a few. I know. It's one more thing.
See, it's the Catholic in her.
It's It's the must come from somewhere, but I really feel that I ought to have Green Diva Mizar. All right, set me up with that handle before somebody steals it.
Set me up, baby.
Set me up. Green Diva Mizar. All right, well, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's up to you. We're just getting her into the routine of blogging, so I don't want to pressure her.
Oh, no, no pressure.
Crack it up!
Okay, I'm back.
Make fun of Mrs. Ask Eco Ed because I refer to her phone as her little tweeting device because she spends all day checking the news and doing her anything
really?
Else but talking to me, yes.
So weird.
Now, wait. I didn't say the one coolest thing about tweeting the new pope is that USA Today came up with a tweet from the new pope. First tweet.
First tweet.
And I said, "What? Are you kidding me? This guy's tweeting?"
Well, Ratzenberger, our previous pope, Benedict XVI, had started and then, of course, left now that he is the pope emeritus. But what was the tweet that the pope
What did he have to say?
Tweeted.
Oh, you know, you'd think I'd remember that. I was just so, I don't really know what he said, like, hi, tweeted world. I was just so astonished that the guy, like, within an hour of being elected, was tweeting.
That's or his secretary was doing
Yeah, you know.
I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. But you know what, as long as we're still talking about the Pope, and then I think we can probably move on, is usually the Pope comes out there, the new one, and he goes, I bless you all, blah, 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 you know, and he does the Pope thing.
Right.
But what
the Pope
he did.
Wave. The Pope wave.
Yes. But what he did, first of all, he wore his own wooden cross, very simple. And then he said, I am asking for your blessing so that I may lead you, my
Oh, father. Humility works for me every time, right? A little bit of humility goes a long way in that Vatican. Speaking while we're talking popes, anybody watch the Borgia series?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've seen a couple of the episodes.
Yeah, right? Talk about, okay. It's anti-papal.
Is it on pay TV?
Yeah, it's like
HBO, Showtime, what's it on?
Sex in the Vatican is what it is. I'm sorry. Do you ever see it?
No,
I know.
But you know what you have to watch? You have to watch the
14th century Sex in the Vatican.
Fisherman's Shoes.
What's that?
Oh, it's about a pope and he leaves the Vatican and it's really good.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, so carry on.
Carry on. Oh, well, let's see. What time we got here? Is Kimberly going to be calling in from Texas any minute? I hope.
She's 5 minutes late, so. Kimberly.
All right. Well, what?
You know, Mercury's retrograde. It's bound to happen.
You know, it's funny because I had said that to somebody, and she wrote back, and she goes, does that have to do with water or air? And I, no, I'll explain it as it was explained to me.
Communication, scheduling snafus, electronics.
Yeah, you know.
Do you want to step into talking about the green vacations?
Well, I guess we could do that, but you know what we need first?
Yeah.
Is, you know what we're going to do? Let's take a quick break. Let's do that.
I figured you're going to do that. Yeah, go for it.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We have so much fun coming up. Please stay tuned.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Want to help your pets go green? Some fun and useful ideas coming up in a moment. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com. If you have a dog, cat, bird, horse, ferret, or other living creature from the animal kingdom that you share your life and home with, you'll want to learn about natural pet care products that are not only safer for your furry or feathered friend, but also easier on the environment too. Here are some websites and blogs that I recommend. For safe, natural, and earth-friendly toys and treats, westpawdesign.com. For an amazing array of eco-friendly pet products, ecopets.com. For news on a variety of natural pet ideas and products, care2.com. For great in-depth stories on all things pets, petnewsandviews.com.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Hi, my name is Mariel Hemingway, and you're listening to Green Divas radio show. You're going to get great information. You're going to have a good time.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
All right, then.
All right. And we're here to talk about one of my favorite subjects, so I apologize up front if I get a little excited about
vacation.
No, I've never seen Ed excited. He's so low-key all the time. Okay, go.
Green vacations, to me, are so cool because, you know, vacations are wonderful enough, but when you go somewhere else and you see a foreign land, or you're off in rainforest or off scuba diving, to me, that's so much fun.
Oh, exploring.
And then when you can tie it in with your passions, it's just mm-hmm. awesome.
All right. So tell us how you like to vacation and what we can think about.
All right. Well, with spring break coming up, it's either a lot of the kids or a lot of the families are taking a look at where they can go. So one of the first things you want to take a look at is thinking about an eco destination. And for some people, that could be the rainforest. For some people, it can be following one of your favorite activities like hiking or scuba diving or zip lining over the rainforests. Or you can even go deep green and you can stay on a reserve or on an organic farm.
Yeah, you can do a farm stay. I wrote a whole thing about that.
Oh, very cool. And you know, when you do volunteer work for these, it's actually surprisingly fulfilling, whether it's planting trees, protecting watersheds, cleaning coral reefs. There's all sorts of different options, whatever your passion.
Well, you know, since spring break is coming up, Ed, but how far in advance do folks really need to start planning these vacations? It's one of those things that you've got to give some thought to, I'm imagining.
I imagine so, and everyone's different here, and this is where me and Mrs. Eco Ed differ a little bit, because my vacation is usually sort of getting fed up and calling up, making a flight arrangement, and taking off for a week.
I like that. That's spontaneous,
and
right?
Mrs. Uh-huh.
Except
Eco
for
Ed.
Your honeymoon.
Yeah.
She left those plans up to me. That still hasn't happened.
Right. 2009 he got married, folks. Okay. All right. So, you're spontaneous, but
she tends to plan up to a year in advance. So, again, everyone's different. Flights and a lot of the arrangements are much easier if you do plan in advance.
Well, yeah, because it seems like it's sort of – I don't know that it's even a specialized vacation anymore. It's becoming more in vogue, I think, to do these eco-vacations.
It's definitely becoming more prevalent, easier to find.
Right. I think I had a friend who went to Belize.
Well, why not? I mean, why not do something that you can feel good about, that is contributing more than just, you know – I mean, and you can still sit on a beach, right?
Yeah, you can, actually, the last one we went on, one of the days, Mrs. Zico and my son sat on the beach, and I was off in a rainforest and found some wild chickens and climbed a coconut tree and was feeding them and swinging from vines.
So
and
everybody's
had a good
happy.
Old time. Everyone's
happy. Were you wearing a loincloth?
Was that during the forest or afterwards?
Oh,
when you were swinging from the trees. And afterwards.
Oh.
Exactly. Right?
I did make the Tarzan noise. You sort of have to when you're swinging from vines.
Oh, my gosh. It's just one of those things. Can you imagine?
Do you have pictures of that?
Yes, I do.
That's hilarious. Yeah, right. Okay, we're gonna send them to me,
got
right?
to, because now we have
for
to
the post.
Post them.
Yeah, we got
to
post
but
them.
But send them to me first so I can Photoshop them and put the loincloth on him.
Oh, my God.
Can we do that?
You can Photoshop it, absolutely.
All right, I need a shirtless picture of you in the rainforest.
She will do it.
Or even just a shirtless picture and one of the rainforest, and I'll stick you in there on a vine with a loincloth.
Deal. You got
really?
Oh, sure. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Now, I did farm camp a couple of years ago where
and
I went.
How fun was that?
It was really fun. It was really very, very peaceful. And it took me a long time to come back to reality. Like I really, and I still have the wooden bowl that they gave me. Mm-hmm. And I still eat from it from, you know, at least a couple days a week. And every time I eat from it, I feel better.
Isn't that what you posted last week, that wooden bowl?
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
That was the wooden bowl, right?
Sure, that was the wooden bowl. See yeah, that? I do. I still use it. And I think it makes me more mindful when I prepare a meal and I put it in the wooden bowl. I'm like, okay, wow, peace out. I'm on a farm.
Some people think of it as tedious or why would I want to work? But you know what? When you really connect on an inner basis, you just you connect with the planet, with yourself, and you get an inner peace. It's really wonderful.
Where do you go for information, Ed?
Where do you go for information? Well, one of the cool things is more and more I see the industry trending towards eco-friendly hotels. And there are some that focus on making their properties more environmentally sound or reducing their water and energy use, but more and more hotels are starting to get it. If it's not from a protection of the environment perspective, it's just from a simple business perspective.
Yeah.
And you know, for individuals, one of the things you want to do is carry your efforts forward. A couple simple tips when you're staying at a hotel, you know, don't forget the things you know at home. Shut off the lights and the TV when you leave the room. Shut off the air conditioning or heat.
Right. You're not on vacation from common sense. Right.
Most people forget about that, though.
Use those towels for those 2 days.
If they have the that little sign that says don't wash the towels in beds every day, you know what, at home you don't do it. There's no need to. So you bring your recycling to a
garbage
container.
So you have to ask questions of the hotels, and then there must be websites for these ecotourism places, too.
We will post a whole bunch of things. You're going to inform me of some of your favorite eco websites. And
sure.
We'll post all of it on the show post after the show, probably tonight or tomorrow morning. So everybody just go look.
And we'll talk about what some of the chains are doing and some of the other more obscure places. But it's a great way to find a wonderful vacation, whatever your passion is, to follow it for that week or so.
Love it. Thanks, Ed.
My pleasure.
Ed. All right.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
All right.
Well, you know, we all get newspapers. Actually, we don't all get newspapers anymore. I started writing, and I said, you know, I really still enjoy settling in with my Sunday paper, a cup of coffee, my dog at my feet, and either on the deck, the back porch, on the couch, whatever, and just kind of falling into the paper.
I love that.
Well, but not many people. You know what? I think we may be the last generation who does it.
By your dog, do you mean dog or do you mean your newly betrothed?
Oh, my God.
You know?
That was so uncalled for, Green Dude.
So uncalled for, dude. Dude, I will remember that.
She's still on the honeymoon.
I'll remember that when I'm putting the loincloth on you, okay? All right, then.
A little tiny loincloth.
Yeah. It's going to be about the size of a postage stamp. How about that?
We've got war.
Okay, no. I love that. Ed and I have known each other.
That was funny. That was good.
That's good. Okay. All right. So, at any rate, but I, you know, my kids, 20 and 22, don't read the paper anymore at all. All their information comes from the internet, no matter what. It's from the internet. No TV, hardly any radio. But that newspaper is just, oh, it's just something so great about opening it up and that smell, the whole thing. All right, so then we've been recycling paper forever. But I thought, okay, well, while we're looking at newspaper, I know I use it to line the litter box for the kitty kitties.
Yeah.
And where I put their food down, I line that too so that, you know, with three cats, it can get a little messy sometimes.
Yeah. Kidding, fate.
And I've done the fire starters and things with newspaper. But I thought, well, let's see what else is out there. And boy, is there a lot.
Yeah.
I had to really stop myself.
Oh, yeah. We can link to that DIY too. Right. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do that. That's right. The fire starters. So anyway. So I thought one that piqued my interest was this rolling of the newspapers, and then
The rolling of the newspapers.
You make these strips, and I made trivets. Well, actually, what I did is I made a trivet because there's a lot of rolling. There's a lot of. It's very.
You said it was a little tedious.
It's a little tedious, but it's kind of fun because no matter what.
But you have experience in that, right?
Right. Well, in being what? In being tedious?
No.
Are we doing?
No. Oh, she's talking about rolling. This is a rowdy crowd in here.
I'm getting cracked today.
Aww.
I'm a newlywed.
Too happy.
Okay.
Too happy, babe.
Too happy. So when I'm not rolling papers, the small kind, I'm rolling newspapers. I'm kidding.
Sorry, I just snorted.
You did. All right. None of that, folks. No, no. So anyway, if you go, I have a tutorial step by step there. And I took some liberties when I did my little trivets, and because I can use different things, and I paint washed them as well. And what's really cool is you make these what look like coasters, and you put them together, and then you can create.
Oh, like a placemat or a trivet?
You think about it, though. If you have to make placemats, you have to make at least two. And again, there's more rolling of
more
the paper.
Rolling, yeah. See, I wonder if you can get, like, employer kids, you know, like, hey, this is fun. Rolling, rolling.
You mean when they're not on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little kids, maybe.
Yeah,
little
exactly.
Kids.
It's like, yeah, but it was a very crafty thing to do. And it, you know, when I was writing, I remembered that as a Girl Scout way back in the day, we had taken newspaper and we had woven mats.
Oh,
then we
yeah.
took felt-lined plastic old, what do you call it, tablecloths, and kind of stitched them around these mats, and then they were called our sit-upons. You know, the things that they give away at stadiums
sit-upons.
Now with the foam and real icky.
Yeah, you
plastic.
Make your own little butt warmer thing.
Exactly. So when
you
you're
know
sitting
what? That's
at the
what
fireplace.
That's what they did in my daughter's Girl Scout troop. They yeah. actually stuffed their sit-upons with newspaper.
Exactly. And then we'd bow over the fireplace and we'd do kumbaya while we were rolling papers. No, I'm kidding about that.
Rolling newspaper.
No, just papers, I said. All right.
Oh, okay.
Moving right along. So I started to do all my research, and I did looking around. All right, so I found that you can make baskets, artwork, clocks, jewelry, wrapped vases. Here's one, and I probably should have saved this for next week when we're doing our gardening segment. But again, you can make little seedling planters by just making a roll.
I'm going to do that, by the way.
I know.
I'm all set.
Yeah.
I've got my seeds theoretically on the way. I ordered some organic seeds. I think they got shipped out.
Yep, yeah, and it's biodegradable. You can just put it right in the ground.
Exactly.
The only
you put
issue
the whole
I have,
thing. I know what you're going to say. Okay. Yep. No, go ahead.
The only issue I have is the ink is not exactly, you know, like healthy, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how to answer that. I mean, they say it can be toxic, but yeah, you can just plop them right into the ground and they will biodegrade.
I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to do some of the toilet paper ones too, but I digress.
Okay.
Because we have to, you know.
Yeah. Well, all right. So on the what I've included was all these things. One of my favorite ones was this thing that was made like this big ball of, and it was like a centerpiece. It made like this big poof ball.
Cool.
And I don't know how it was made because it was on one of these decorating sites, but I kind of surmised of how to make it. But that's a cool thing. Anyway, I had so many great ideas.
You always do.
And I have links to all of them on
You really are the DIY queen.
I just love it, man.
Diva.
I am.
Green.
Yes.
Diva.
Green, D-Y-D. I always screw that up. All right, never mind.
Do it yourself.
Yep.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
All right. We are back. Woo! Woo! I'm like messing with the levels here, man, having fun. So now I just want to mention that we have a listener down in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Julia G is listening in, and she chimed in on our Facebook page.
Oh, Julia. We have a fan. So nice. You know, and Julia, you can – we're a fan.
Well,
you know what? But you know what? I want everybody to follow her lead, Julia's lead. Yeah. And go ahead and chime in.
And tell us you're here. Now, what that means, though, because I have to leave the volume on, is that people, you'll hear this. No, there you go.
Another fan.
Julia says, oh, thanks.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's so sweet.
I always forget to remind people that to communicate with us during the show, because we don't have the same studio set up, so I don't have multiple phone lines, and it's, you know, so I don't promote people calling us. But that'll change. We'll go back to that.
It's usually a bunch of tweets that follow the next day where we start getting a lot of the audience interaction.
It's true. It's true. And I work really hard to promote the podcast, and we do have a live audience. We really do. There are
people, everything in real time.
And there are people who, because last week someone let us know that we made a mistake in something we talked about.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was like, wow, somebody was listening, man. You know, and they were not only were they listening, they were paying attention.
What was the mistake?
We were talking about, we were comparing GMOs to bacteria, something viral. Anyway, whatever, we got virus and bacteria mixed up. You know,
I don't remember that.
And I'm sure they were right because I'm usually wrong about these things. Well, you know what I mean? Those kind of details. Like, you know, I'm a green diva. What can I say?
Right.
So anyway, let's go right over and start talking to our wonderful Cherie Corso, who is a beauty expert, not only a beauty expert, but a Reiki master and the founder, owner, and creator of G2 Organics Luscious products, which I'm going to start playing with in a minute.
Well, first of all, I want to send everyone good energy out there. And after the storms and after the winter that we have, the rebirth of the flowers and new ideas and new energy, and it's all here.
Thank you. I'm reaching and bugging her while she's trying to talk for the nail polish remover.
Right.
Because while you're talking, I'm going to remove the icky nail polish that is chipped on my nails.
Now, I just have to tell you, you would never ever do this in public because people would find the odor very offensive.
Right? Well,
except drum roll, please.
Da 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 da.
Right.
Except with this, you can do it anywhere, anytime, any place.
Really? Look, I need to read the bottle. Why?
Now, you know that as a honeymooner. You know.
Yeah. I'm not going to live this down. I'm never getting married again. Darn it.
We hope not.
Okay.
Isn't that what you said last time?
Oh, man.
Actually, Ed, you are correct. I did say that. Antonio, dove sei? Aiuto, per favore. I just asked him to help me here.
Please.
Beaten up.
You said please. I heard that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yes, I'm not going to go.
I'm all for recycling men. I'm on my second husband, and thank God for recycling.
Well, and I'm on my second. And Megan?
Hey, we're green.
And you're on your second wife?
No, I'm not. First one.
Yeah. First wife?
First wife.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah, but he does have. But he did have another significant other because he's got.
You just didn't get married.
Little Eco Ed.
Eco Ed's not so little. He's looking at colleges right
now. Okay. Wow. But he had to come from somewhere.
Cool. He had to come from somewhere.
Okay.
So let's talk G2 Organics. I am sitting here. And you guys can't even smell it, right? You
no,
can't smell
I put it. My nose in it.
Right.
Or I put it in my nose.
And I love that it's also, it's effective. I'm having the same as I would use any other stinky kind. And it's Reiki charged. There are crystals in there.
Is that how it works?
It's Reiki charged. And if you chime, you can hear. It sounds like little church bells. I'm going to say church bells.
Wait, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear that?
And that's to remind you to be good to the environment and be good to yourself.
Wow. So
I don't know if you know what quartz crystals are all about.
Well, you know, I know they have energy, and different quartz have different energies.
Quartz crystals are the most abundant on the planet. And I'm going to tell you something very interesting, being a New Yorker. Let's face it. We've all traveled around the world, different places. We just talked about vacations and fun places to go, but what is the most exciting city in the world?
Well, yeah, you got. I mean, London. Sorry.
No.
ta ta.
No, that it was funny.
Is. I knew she was going for
Budapest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I get no support. Okay, back the bus over me.
Okay, listen.
So anyhow, I was going to say
back.
New York City. New yeah. York City really is the most exciting. It's the most eclectic fusion of everything.
It is. And it's right in our backyard.
Right in our backyard in Manhattan is built on quartz.
No, literally.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, it really is.
Guess what? I'm not kidding. It's in the backyard. If you look through, like, you can see New York at night right from my house.
There's nothing like it. Come on.
The bedrock is made of quartz.
Manhattan
wow.
is built on quartz. And when you think about it,
it's an amplifier, right?
Yeah. It amplifies. It's healing. And it's exciting, and it brings good energy. So all of my products have quartz crystals in it.
Very cool.
And we believe that what you do good for yourself transcends, as we know, into the earth.
Whoa!
She did it, all 10.
Yeah, all by myself. All by myself. Aren't you proud of me?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it looks fine. They're not... They're happy. I got happy nails. Okay, sorry.
They're going to have very happy nails, and I brought two colors for you. This one is 100% organic. It's black.
Oh, really?
Do you like black? Are you black?
No. That would not be my first choice.
That wouldn't be your first choice?
Yeah.
And the second one is blue, which is natural.
All right.
And
I like that. Let's show.
And this has a little side.
We can't show on the radio, but we got the camera guy over here.
What this polish has is, do you ever get a little chip?
Look at that.
It has a little
Look at
side.
That.
Ooh, hey, I like the way you're thinking. Men wear black. You said you like London.
Oh, there
Men
you
wear
go.
Black all the
there
time
you
in
go.
London.
I had to make this deal so I get the size of my loincloth back.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the size.
Suck up, babe. Suck up, Ed.
So this works like regular nail polish. Look at that. Son of Frankenstein right there. Okay, now he's got a loincloth the size of, I don't know yet.
Oh, what nice nail beds you have.
He does. Really? Really beautiful.
Oh, so, what nice but nail beds. Wait a minute. Is that a line?
No.
Oh,
I
what
mean,
nice
really?
Nail beds you have.
I think she's coming on to me.
Yes, she might be. So this is this
I can't control myself.
This little thing here is like when you chip your nail polish.
And you know what we can also
That's
do
so
with this
cool.
little thing? We can do a little design.
And oh, I'll do that
I'm just
going
to remind everybody.
This one's just a demo.
A demo. Okay,
I can do that. What I love is that I'm going to remind everybody again that it doesn't smell. So if you had this, let's say you're on the bus or the train and you're like, oh, my nails, chipped, man. So you know what I mean? It doesn't even smell.
And then you save money going back to the salon. You save money driving, and you're also on gas.
It's like a million. You see, he needs assistance over there.
And smudged his nail polish.
I have to tell you, right now, and I don't know if anybody out there feels a little bit off balance or thinks
Oh, you mean because Mercury's retrograde?
Exactly.
Ugh.
There are ways to restore the balance in your body.
With nail polish?
Well, you can start with nail polish, with the products you use and being good to the environment, and also your chakras.
Okay, I like it.
How are your chakras in line?
I don't know.
Do you feel off balance?
I can't really say. Well, I don't know.
I like that design you're doing.
Well,
she's doing a little zebra thing over there?
No.
She's got pretty good balance because she's doing a little design on my nails as we're speaking now.
So she could be a surgeon?
Let me just describe this. She has both legs up.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We're not even going to say.
You know?
One leg up. She's no shoes on and painting fingernails.
I cannot wait to see this. This is how I broadcast. Listen, I did TV for many, many years, and I could never be this liberal.
I can't wait to see this video.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
So there you go.
And in the house, we have Eric Norcross of...
Yeah, Eric. Eric is our little camera guy
I'll fix it. Okay. You know what?
Eric's having fun.
When you say this is organic, what makes it organic? I mean, what do you put in it, and how do you maintain the pigments and all that?
Okay. Well, I do work with a chemist, and what we said when we first started with this is that we wanted some nail polish that would be non-toxic.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it. We removed all the, now they're saying phi-free. I'm sure you see it on all the nail polishes, no formaldehyde. We all know this in the green world. That's all eliminated, but this is water-based.
Okay. Okay, so you don't have, like, the petroleum products
right,
in there?
Right, we don't have the petroleum products and...
Yeah, there's like a list of... And didn't you just recently do a post
yes.
on your G2 blog
yep.
about the things we need to...
The things you need
we
to
need
avoid.
To watch, avoid.
You
being
know what?
Formaldehyde being one
we
of them.
I just did a segment, and right now it's very... What a lot of moms are doing is they're bringing their girls to the nail salon to have their nails done, okay? And
yeah.
I just want to warn all the moms out there, be careful because all the chemicals that are in the nail polishes in your young girls, they do disrupt their hormonal balance.
Yeah, the endocrine disruptors or whatever.
Honestly, and my daughter has been wanting to dye her hair. Okay, you know
yeah.
the different colors dyeing it. And we looked at all the products out on the market. I as a mom, mm-hmm. but also someone who very much loves fashion and style, you can get this look of the dyed hair with hair extensions. You can go down to your shop.
Oh, without putting all the chemicals on.
Without
yeah.
putting all the chemicals on these young girls' hair. Why? You tell me why 7, 8, and 9-year-old girls want to because they see it on TV.
Of course
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
And of course
dang,
they do.
It's
Madison
you know
Avenue.
You know what? They should listen to the Green Divas radio show.
They really should. And you know what? When they do autopsies.
Less TV. More.
And they open up. You know, the body, and they're doing an autopsy, they find chunks of red. It's almost like plastic. It looks like wax. That's all from all the lipsticks that we put on.
Really?
And the makeup that we use. And what I want to get across is you can make your own beauty products at home, as we've talked about. You can also use products that are less invasive to your whole system. And you can get the same look. The average person puts on 500 chemicals before they leave their house.
Yeah, I've done a post on this. It's horrifying.
It's horrifying.
It's a good reason to start making some of your own stuff because you know what's in it and it's simple to do.
You know what's in it. And
or
you know
buy
what? If you had to say one beauty product that you couldn't live without, Diva, what would it be?
Does like lotion count?
Lotions.
I'm big on like keeping my face moist and my hands.
Yeah, creams.
That would be the
well,
one.
Some of the lotions and cream have so much plastic and wax in it, it stops your body from naturally detoxifying. So what's the area every woman turns around and looks at?
Oh, I was just thinking about our armpits. You know what?
Oh, you say armpits?
Well, no, I was thinking that when
well, what beautiful pits you have.
If only you could see the true story.
Yes.
And I'm not going to show that to the camera. No. That you know the stuff we put in our
deodorants,
and they're close to our breasts. And guess what? You know all this breast cancer. I've been careful for years about what I use as deodorant, and we're going to do a post on that pretty soon.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. The more you can educate people on that, the better. I was going to say, when you put the lotion on your body and you come out of the shower, you know, as a white woman, I'm like, my butt's always too big, right?
Oh, that. Oh,
oh that.
I turn around,
look at the butt. It's amazing how many products they sell, which they say will help cellulite.
Oh, cellulite. Yeah, such BS.
It's BS. Ladies, don't believe it. You're better off doing like your own light moisturizer. What was I going to say? Moisturizer.
Yeah.
And let your skin naturally detoxify and breathe. That's the name of the game. Don't keep covering it up and let the wax, because the fat cells don't come off if your skin can't breathe.
Yeah, there you go. That makes sense.
You know what?
Right?
And here's my take on cellulite. It's out there. We've all heard about it because they beat us over the head with it.
Right.
So if anybody's paying attention, just get used to it. We have cellulite.
Listen,
period. End of discussion.
And
that's
I love
there is to
even
it.
Even skinny bitches.
Dude doesn't have cellulite.
No. Well, it's a woman's thing.
It's
mostly,
a girl
yeah.
thing.
It is.
Staying so far away from this conversation.
Yeah. Just be quiet if you know what's good.
Listen,
for you.
Listen, Ed. What's stopping? You've been beating me up for the last 45 minutes. I mean, why stop now?
No, I.
Okay, I don't have any cellulite. Okay.
What I have noticed is that even skinny bitches have
skinny bitches.
Yes, they
right?
do.
At
you know
what's Victoria's Secret fashion show. Okay. I'm sitting there and I swear to God, every woman is like looking at these girls like, let me see something wrong. They got the jiggle in ice a little bit.
Jiggle?
Yeah, but not a heck of a whole lot.
I thought you were saying out of it, Ed.
Hey! Oh, we are a saucy group.
Oh, we like
today.
A wiggling jiggle, you know.
We're saucy.
But you know what? I do think, and maybe Eco-Ed will testify to this, that men like meat on the bones.
Yes, definitely a sexy woman is nice and curvy.
Thank you.
Thank you,
curvy. So I qualify. I'm sexy, just so you know.
I'm
with
curvy.
Those curves, baby, you're leader of the pack. Let me tell you.
Oh, you're trying to call me fat. Oh
no.
My God.
No. Okay. No. You know, as my mother would say, here we go. She's very curvaceous.
Curvaceous.
Very good.
Yes. I like your mom. I love your mom.
You know what? And the same for women. I don't want to... I've gone out with the washboards.
Yeah.
Okay? In the days. And I like a man with some meat hair on their chest.
Really?
Do you like hair on the chest?
No,
I like
that's
hair
not my
on
thing.
Chest.
No, no.
I like hair on the chest. Oh, here's Eco.
She can do laundry on that.
Oh, yeah, and scrub a pot while you're at it.
You don't have to worry about the Brillo over there.
It's washboard. We got a washboard stomach.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We are having so much darn fun.
I don't know. People are trying to take their clothes off, Megan. That's
I know.
A little bit worrisome.
I know. And
we got a newlywed here. What do you expect?
And we have a camera in the room, right?
Oh, my God.
Eric is watching.
So I want to ask you, Sherry, how do you charge your products with Reiki? How are they Reiki charged?
First of all, let me tell you what Reiki is.
Yes.
Reiki is the universal energy force.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And what I do is I hand hold the products and we send positive energy right to the products. And these products have been in every national magazine. They've been Beauty Editor's Choice and Marie Claire.
But wait, they were the Green Diva's Choice first. And did you not get the That's So Green Diva Award last year for Earth Day?
Okay.
I just had to chime in.
Thank you. Let me tell you about the most prestigious award I have ever received. Internationally, the vibration of this award has gone out. That's So Green Diva. And not only was it presented by the Green Divas.
Of course.
It was presented by the mayor of...
Well, that's because what we did was we actually, if you've heard...
Budapest?
The mayor of Morristown. Because
fill in the blank.
I thought she brought Mayor Bloomberg in here or something.
No,
Bloomberg, listen to me. He's doing good for the city.
No, we actually donated in G2 Organics name for this award. We donated a
seed bomb machine. Don't you remember?
Yeah, and it's like a gumball machine. Right. But it actually gives you seed bombs.
Right.
And then you put a quarter in and then you throw and the money is all going to Sustainable Morristown, which is a nonprofit organization helping to, you know, create a greener city.
When I got the award, I was so proud and I was
Earth Day
and I was handed a slingshot. And then
still has one. Where is it?
It's probably in the closet back there.
And then we were handed these slingshots and then we got the dirt balls with the seeds in it. And we were flinging them.
Dirt balls.
Dirt bombs?
I know a couple of dirt balls I'd like to fling.
I know a couple of dirt balls. That's funny.
That was a good one.
No, they're like clay seed balls. But
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We know what you mean.
Then we started shooting them all over from the top of the building. And it was fantastic. It really was.
It was fun.
A lot of fun.
Well, because they're designed to, there was an empty parking lot right there. And the whole thing is these are designed by urban guerrilla gardeners who, you know, when you have an ugly, empty space, this is what you do. You fill it with, you know, regionally specific. Is it that bad?
No.
Anyway,
I'm a newlywed, remember?
Yeah, that's right. She's not sleeping.
Keep your strength.
She's over here yawning, and I'm like, oh my God, are we that boring?
It's been a long night. Give her a break here.
All right. She's on her honeymoon.
Get off the chandelier.
Yeah, Swing it.
So tell us more. I interrupted you to talk about the silly award.
No,
I was teasing.
Can I tell you something that really was fantastic? And I feel very proud. That's So Green Diva. And it really is because you're saying you can be
use products that are beautiful, that are sexy, that are green, that are going to be good for you and the environment.
It really is a Green Diva thing.
It really is a Green Diva thing, and it was fantastic. And also what I want to mention is that Megan has a lot more viewers out there.
Listeners.
Yeah. Thank you.
Readers, listeners, occasionally viewers. Yeah.
Because the G2 audience is now following her, too. Because we have a whole team from Fordham University.
Oh, yeah. You guys have like a little machine going on there.
A machine. Once a member of the G2 Organics team, you are a member for life.
There's no getting out, man.
like marriage,
but
for
it's
life.
But it's a good life.
It's like the organic.
Because it's organic and it's green. I like that.
Organic beauty mafia.
That's it. Don't mess with us or we'll bomb you, seed bomb you.
Yeah, you'll get seed bombed.
As opposed to being dirt bombed, I mean.
That's pretty funny. Or just being
or
bombed.
Dirt balls.
Or just being bombed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, we're all for seed bombing. And I want to also tell you about something else that I brought here today, my bag of tricks. I feel like the Mary Poppins.
You are.
Two little midgets, confetti, and a unicycle going to pop
endless,
out.
Endless stuff coming out of her little bag there.
These are beeswax candles.
Okay.
And with Muslims.
Talking to
and
them.
And you, what you do is they do it at Nicholas's Day Spa in Pelham, or you can do it at other spas too. And what it is, it's called ear candling.
I've heard of it, but
I have
just
heard
never
of it.
Done it. Never done it.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. It sounds like crackling in your ear. Oh, you look excited.
Oh.
I've heard really neat things about this, but I've never actually done it.
Oh, I think someone's getting ear candles.
Do you want to be candled? It's really great.
It almost sounds sexy.
What we're going to do is we're going to...
Sorry, Mrs. Eco-Ed.
He will hear you better.
I'm sorry.
Oh, good. No excuse for selective listening or hearing now, Ed.
Oh, great. Let me do both ears.
Oh, you have to do both ears to keep the balance.
Well, that's true.
Now, after I did my husband, he used to keep it on 27, the volume on the TV. Now it's down to 21.
Go.
Oh, really?
That's amazing. Because you get the pollen, the impurities, the walking around. And you know what? We usually use Q-tips.
Shove that stuff right back in.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Not good.
Well, I think we're going to have some fun, and we have a cameraman, so everybody will be, careful. And I'm so grateful that you drove down on short notice, too, and you brought Eric with you.
And I brought Eric. We were filming a segment, and actually on the hair coloring.
Oh, cool.
And we did a little ear candling, too, and a few other things, and mixing beauty products from things in your kitchen.
Ooh.
We made toothpaste.
Really?
Have you ever made
baking soda?
A little cinnamon, or you could use peppermint oil.
I like cinnamon.
I like the cinnamon, too.
Yeah.
And you know what? And it really gets the teeth white.
Actually, and cinnamon is one of the only things on the planet that actually removes the garlic smell.
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
How about that?
I've tried it.
And,
we got to wrap up.
Okay.
The time goes by so
it goes
darn
so
fast,
fast
when you're having this much fun.
It's true.
Over the top fun today, for sure.
It really is always over the top when we have Mizar and Cherie and Ed in the room at once. Woohoo! So
Thank you. We're
going to be talking about to Christy Rosendahl of Smart Gardener.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Which is a really cool app. And we're going to just start talking about all this garden getting ready. And we're getting ready. We're planting seeds.
Oh,
getting ready. And it doesn't matter whether you have an apartment and a window or just a backyard or a pot. Something. Grow something, people.
That's right. And then if you grow something edible, you can eat it later.
Exactly. And it takes the toxins out of the air, all the plants.
Exactly
it's
right.
It's really good. True.
So everybody have a great green week. Please check the website later on today or early tomorrow.
I was going to do the announcer voice. That's thegreendivas.com.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.